可能就是要 完成啊。
I think if according to the schedule of the lectures, number of lectures planned, we need to probably need to extend our lectures on pastoral theory.
我们的进度已经迟到了啊，迟到了，太棒了。
So we are a bit slow in our getting through the lectures.
所以很抱歉，就是很多圣经节没有时间翻啊。
So that's why there are many Bible verses we have not turned to.
希望自己啊自己翻啊，自己看。
That you will turn the Bible verses yourself.
所以今天是跑高速公路了啊。
Today we are going on the highway.
可能坐太空船了。
Maybe we are going to sit on the rocket.
也许明天或者后天晚上做测验啊。
Or maybe tomorrow or tomorrow night we will have the test.
但是晚上的题目出的比较多。
But the questions will be more.
那不必怕了。
Don't be afraid.
都是在作业里面的。
Because everything, all the questions are in the assignment.
所以，我们现在看这个，我们明白牧人的职责的第六点。
So therefore, now we need to look at the sixth point now, how we're responsible. How shepherds should know his responsibility.
第五点，我们再补充一下。
Let's try and add something to the fifth point.
这个世上的我们要去寻找。
We have to to look for it.
我们如果没有去寻找的话，这只羊呢就迷失了，就会死掉了。
If we do not look for the sheep, then if the lost ones are lost, then they will die.
有时候掉在坑里头。
Sometimes they will be lost and drop into the well.
有时候被敌人带走了。
Sometimes they are stolen by our enemies.
我们知道那个以色列人被亚麻利人所杀，都是在走在那后面的那些跟不上的被杀掉。
We know that the Israelites, some of them were killed because they were the ones who were lying at the back where the Amalekites were attacking from the back.
有的羊呢走在后面，或者这边看到就吃，那边看到跟不上了，那迷失了。
So therefore, there are some sheep which lies behind and they cannot follow the rest of the sheep. So therefore, sometimes they will be lost.
我们的信徒呢，为什么会跟不上呢？落伍呢？灵性软弱，因为贪爱世界。
So therefore, today we need to ask the question: why do sheep become lost or lag behind? It's because they begin to love the world.
或者有的呢，因为人的感情呢。朋友啦，来往啊，世俗的这个缠住了。
So therefore, this may be also due to the pull by other friends or other social circle, other worldly affairs that pull them away from the church.
那我们是一个教牧人，要去找到底他现在是迷失在哪里。
Today, we who are the shepherd, we need to look at where have they been lost to.
我们没有找。就是没有责任。
If we do not find it, then we have not done our responsibility.
也是我们没有尽到照顾的责任。
And it is also the fact that we have not executed our duty.
所以我们这个牧人要有爱心。
So therefore, as a shepherd, we need to have love.
因为主把这些羊交给我们了，我们有责任。
Because the Lord has handed over this responsibility to look over these sheep.
如果他们丧失了
，If they are the ones who are lost.
跌倒了
if they have fallen,
没病了
if they have become lame,
神要向我们要他的生命
then if their life is lost, then the Lord will require their lives on our hands.
我们不要说马马虎虎的，他实质他的事啦。
So therefore, we should not act casually to say, oh, if he's lost, it's his own matter.
不来做礼拜他的事啊。
If he doesn't come to service, it's his own fault.
不可以有这种观念。
We should not have this kind of mentality.
因为好像说我们当父母亲，你晚上看到您的小孩子没有回来，你可以睡得着吗
？So therefore, it is like a parent who, if a child does not return home during the night, then can a parent sleep?
下课了，找不到您的孩子。
If after the school has ended and then you can't find your kid,
像这种心情来找回我们的信徒。
So therefore, we should have such kind of a feeling or such kind of mentality to find the lost one's home.
好，第六点。
Sixth point.
我们牧人的职责就是要有病要医治。
Our sixth responsibility as a shepherd is to cure the sick ones.
我们羊群有时会生病。
Sometimes our flock or the sheep within the flock can become sick.
羊与羊吵架 这个也会受伤。
Sometimes the sheep will quarrel among themselves, even fight among themselves, so that they become injured.
因为这个气候，因为环境，因为饮食也会生病。
So therefore, sometimes due to the environment or the passes illnesses, then the sheep can also become ill.
也因为这个传染病。
Sometimes the disease may spread.
生病了，我们就是要去医治。
So if the sheep is sick, then we need to heal them.
就是它的灵性软弱。
It is the time when their spirituality is low,
or
weak.
对症下药。
Then we need to see what the illness is and apply the appropriate medicine.
看药，这个药方要医治它的病，它才会成为健康、有丰盛的生命的羊啊。
So therefore, if a sheep once it has been healed and it becomes lively, then it is one who is full of life.
但是你必须要去了解到断诊断它是什么病。
But we need to take time to realize and to come to the diagnosis what kind of illness the sheep has.
那么这个课本里头只有列举三种病。
In our textbook, there is three examples of what kind of sickness a believer may have.
骄傲病。
First is arrogance.
贪财病。
Second is greed.
不节症。
Third is lack of self-control.
这是普遍的病症。
So this is one of the more common sicknesses among the sheep.
当然其他还有很多病。
So of course there are many other illnesses that a believer may have.
大部分都是骄傲病、贪财病。
Most of the time it's arrogance and greed.
那么这课本都写得非常详细。
And this textbook has outlined it very detailed.
骄傲病是好贪图虚名。
Arrogance is when a person wants to gain for respect from other people and to show off.
要这个虚浮的荣耀。
He wants a glory from other people.
喜欢人家称赞，喜欢人只要夸耀。
He likes people to praise him or boast about him.
自高自大。
And he is self-centered or he uplifts himself.
这种就是骄傲的。
So therefore, this is what arrogance is.
但如果骄傲没有治理好。
So therefore, if arrogance is not dealt with properly,
骄则必败
then arrogance would lead definitely to failure.
神不愿意有骄傲的人存在
because God will not allow anybody who is proud or arrogant in his midst.
要毁灭这种骄傲的家
God will definitely destroy those who are proud and arrogant.
所以如果骄傲的时候他做错了
So therefore, those who are arrogant will do mistakes.
人家告诉他欠人的他不会听
And other people will tell him, and then so that if he does not listen,
他眼中无人
And that in his eyes, there's no one else.
他认为我如果承认我错，我没有面子。
Because he's the one who believes that if he admits he's wrong, then he will have no face or he's not honest anymore.
你话还没有讲完，他说我知道，我知道，我知道。
So there are some people who would say, if you tell them their mistakes, they will say, I know, I know.
听不进去。
They are not able to listen and take heed to the advice.
那这种人，你已经知道他是骄傲。
So therefore, you know these kind of people are arrogant.
他的结果又不会。有好的结果
and you know that the conclusion would not be good
那你要怎么去治疗他
then how are you going to heal that person
像这种的你就是说要对这种人呢你要很长困的劝他
so therefore you need to take time for these kind of persons to gradually heal them to persuade them
大部分呢如果我们有诚恳的爱来劝他也许比较有效
of course this kind of people need to deal with it with a very persevering loveSometimes it's down to individual communication or even communicate from the pulpit.
能够他成为一个谦卑的人。
That to lead them to be a humble person.
那他你就得到他了。
Then you will be able to gain that person.
第二种病是贪财病。
The second disease is a sickness is one who is greedy.
贪财病就是说一直想发财。
A person who is greedy is one who wills and pursues for greater wealth.
用他的钱财来夸耀。
He is wanting, he also boasts of what he has.
不择手段的要拿得到钱。
And he will use many different kinds of methods in order to gain his wealth.
那十分之一应该奉献他也不奉献。
And those who, the tithe that he should offer, he does not offer.
他这个就是夺取神的钱。
So this is the one who robs the money of God.
在神面前看起来他是一个强盗。
So therefore, in the eyes of God, this person is a robber.
神的钱，人的钱都不能抢了，那神的钱更不可以抢。
So it's not right for us to take the money that belongs to man. How much more it is wrong to take the money that belongs to God?
或者对这个神的工人呢，对待他自己所雇用的工人很刻薄，很 很刻薄，就是很没有
there are some people who are very calculative.
啊，或者这个他人家啊稍微这个贿赂他会收钱。
If they would be very calculative.
比如说要奉献或者要帮助别人，他舍不得拿出来。
When the time is called for offerings for certain fund or purpose, then they're unable to offer the money.
贪财不会因为他的钱财增加，他会满足。
So therefore, even though that they're greedy, that they will not be satisfied by the gain.
贪财只有为自己在积钱越来越多，他满足。
Because those who are greedy are only satisfied by storing up for themselves the money that they have gained.
啊，所以啊，在台湾以前呢、啊，有一段时间很流行一种叫做大家乐啊。
I remember the time when Taiwan was under the
赌博的行为啊。
Under the one of the movements where it's a gambling matter.
那段时间信徒有很多迷啦。
There were many believers who were deceived by this trend of gambling.
传道，你今天要唱哪一首啊？
And then they would even ask the preacher, today, which song are you going to sing?
哦，今天赞美是几首，他就签几号。
And then they would say, well, if you could sing a very written number of hymn, then I would use that number to gamble with.
这种风气啊，吹到教里它是不应该的。
So therefore, this kind of trend to enter into the church, it should not have done so.
或者啊，那个啊，选举啦。
Or for example, elections.
人家来买票。
So some people are buying tickets.
你家里几票啊？登记一下几票。
And it says, how many tickets are you going to buy?
一票200、500。
There's $100 or $500.
你收人家的钱。
And once you take the bribe,
你就欠人家的情,
then actually you owe the money.
你一定要投他的票,
because you have to elect that person.
因为收钱去投票,
because you take the money in order to elect somebody,
这个太没有人格了,
then this is really a low standard.
你的人格只有价值那200块才去投票, 太没有意思。
Because your value of that person or to do something is only $200. It's so meaningless.
这个被收买了。
So therefore, you have been bought by money.
贪财的辩证。
And this is the way how greed is manifested.
我和一个同工去开联谊会。
There was another co-worker. We went to conduct a spiritual convocation.
那个我行李啊刚刚到。
My luggage just arrived.
有一个教务负责人就问我。
And then there was a church board member that asked me.
旁边有一个当地的长老。
And then on the near us there was also a local elder.
那个故意要问我的回答给这位长老听。
And also that they would ask the question in order to let the elder listen to my response.
他说：“许长老，我问，请教你一个问题。
”I says, "Ah, Elder Xu, I want to ask you a question."
啊，这个礼拜哦，有选举呢，那个很多。这个候选人来买票。
That there is going to be an election.
我们信徒可不可以买票？
Can believers be bribed to elect somebody?
我回把这个问题又丢给他。
And then I actually assigned this question to another person.
那你认为呢？
And then I asked the elder, and he says, what do you think?
他还没有回答我。
But that person did not reply to me.
另外一个同工啊，和我要去开灵恩的传道。
And then the other preacher who was my co-worker to conduct the spiritual convocation.
他回答没有经过这个大脑啊。
He responded without thinking properly.
年轻人啊。
A young person.
越多越好啊。
He says, the more the better.
我向他看一下。
And then I looked at him by what his response.
他知道他说错了。
And then he knows that he said wrong.
叫他放在热煎箱啊。
And then he even says that I'll put it into the offering box.
我又看他一下。
And then I looked at him again to take the bribe.
我说真耶稣教会啊，如果没有这个玄机的时候，我们大概没有钱维持下去了。
But it seems that if the church does not take on these bribes to elect a certain person, then the church cannot continue to survive.
会要到这些选举钱不可吗？
Is it to say that we cannot survive without these money for bribes?
听我说， 如果说没有这些钱，可能现在是教会没有办法维持，这个话他吓一跳了，他知道我反对了。
And then there is, then that person understood that, that preacher understood that I was actually against what he was saying.
那么这个长老讲话。
But then, sorry, then this elder spoke up.
这个问题哦，要拿去哦，那圣职伦联哦，去研究。
Then the elder says we need to take this matter into a spiritual committee to a truth research to decide whether it is right or wrong.
我说还要研究吗？
And then I says, do we need to research into this matter?
电话这里，电话拿起来，打给警察局问问看，好，问问看，问警察局好了，还要研究。
And then I said to him, you can find out whether it's right or wrong to take on bribe to elect a person. It's just to phone the police.
长老说，问警察当然说不可以啊。
And then the elder says that of course, if you ask the police, they will say you cannot.
我说警察没有信耶稣，知道说不可以。那我们当长老还说要研究。
Then I says that the police who does not believe in Jesus knows it is wrong, and then our elder who believes in Jesus and in the true church, we need to research whether it is right or wrong.
你说长老是领导的。
So you say that an elder is a leader.
传道是领导的。
The preacher is also a leader.
这个看法不一样。
And then they have different opinions.
到底什么才是真理啊?
So what is the truth then?
谁主张是对的?
So whose opinion is right?
啊，我说，真的是叫你领导到哪里去啊?
So therefore, going on this way, then how are we going to progress in church?
你要把这些信徒带到天国还是带到地狱啊?
Are we trying to lead the members into hell or up to heaven?
真糟糕。
This is very, a great pity.
我问这个负责人说，那你还没回答到底可以不可以。
And then I asked the church board member to ask him directly, then what do you think? Is it allowable?
他说我当然想不可以才问你啊。
Of course, I says, of course, I have the standpoint that it is not good, that we cannot do it.
因为我们的长老说可以啊。
But it's because this elder say we can do it.
我问你要给长老听啊。
I actually ask you in order to let the elder hear it.
他说很可怜呐、
啊。I said, oh, so pitiful.
做教会的领导人不懂得真理啊。
How you become a leader of the church that you do not understand the truth?
啊，这位长老他就说了。
So therefore, this elder says,
不说钱不说起来哦，那不好意思啊。
And then the elder says that if I don't take the money, then it is not polite.
这个传道又讲话了。
Then this preacher, younger preacher said something.
我们就是说来坐车马费嘛，坐车子来投票车马费。
We would just take the money as traveling expenses to elect that person then.
真糟糕。
It's what a mess.
所以啊，我就是告诉这个负责人啊。
So therefore, I told the church board member.
你这样领导不可以卖票是对的。
If you lead the people, you must not preach or even to hold the stance that to
take
the bribe is good.
信徒的问题你要解释怎么来治疗，怎么解决这些问题啊。
But when the members ask you, you need to know how to correct them or the sheep that follows the wrong way.
你没有给他收钱，他说，论人说啊，你没有投我的票，以后我当选了，我不理你啊。
But then some people may have the misunderstanding. If I don't take the money, and once that person was elected and you didn't elect them, then that person in the future will not take care of you if he gets the position.
大家都怕万一有发生什么事要找他，哪有办法？
So therefore, everyone's under the thought that if someone encounters trouble and we do not have the help of the person who is elected, then what can we do?
有六个候选人都来买票。
So therefore, there are maybe six people who are being elected and going around to.
那你家里才三票。
And that you only have three votes.
那六个人都来买，你要怎么处理
？So if six of them come to you, then what should you do?
三个来买了，你就一个分一票了。
Because if they're three that you need to allocate, you can only take on three.
啊，是不是第四个你就告诉他啊，我卖光了，我卖三票卖光了，你太迟了，是不是这样讲？
Are you able to say that the fourth person that comes to you to say, oh, it's too late, I've already bought my three tickets?
你永远不能满足候选人的心啊。
You are never able to satisfy the hearts of the electees.
好了，你六个通通给他说了。
So therefore, you may take on the six of them.
那你只有三票。
But actually, you can only vote for three.
那你怎么选呢？
So how are you going to vote then?
好了，干脆通通盖在中间了，通通中奖，通通没有啊？
You can put it in the middle.
变成汇票。
That means, in actual fact, you have.
你拿了那钱也没有良心呢。
From voting.
这样也没有良心呢。
So therefore, in taking the money and not actually voting,
你只有选一个，三个没有选，那也不公平啊。
So if you only vote for some numbers but not vote for other people, of course that is wrong.
所以你拿钱啊，什么都不对。
So therefore, no matter what it is, if you take the money, it's wrong.
尤其真理更不对。
Especially against the truth, it is
wrong. 那你要怎么办？
So therefore, what are you going to do then?
你要诚实告诉他。
You have to speak in truth.
表白你的信仰，你的身份。
To tell them of your status and also of your belief.
第二次他不会来了。
The second time, he will not come back again to,
以后人家就说啊，那一家不必去，那一家是真的是叫的，不必去。
Then they will say, ah, that member is a true Jesus Church member, you don't need to go to that place.
你可以告诉他。
You can tell them.
我以前不懂。
In the previous, I did not understand clearly.
因为我们的教会规定不可以。
Because our church says that it is not allowable.
传道告诉我们
that the preacher tells us
选举是我们的义务也是的本分
to elect is our duty and is also our responsibility
我们一定去投票
we will go to vote
这是 我的义务神圣一票
and this is my, my authority, my privilege
to vote 我们不可以收这个钱
so therefore we cannot take the money
那这样表白了任何候选人，你说表白以后都不会来了，就不会麻烦了。
So therefore, next time the electees will understand that, they will not come to our doorstep.
钱大家都要。
Everyone wants money.
但是呢，金子要钱要取之有道。
But then we need to
要拿要符合道理。
Take money the right way.Correct way.
所以我们要治疗这些啊，你要告诉他怎么处理。
So therefore, if in order to heal the believers' concept, we need to teach them
这些引诱。
We need to teach them how to avoid these temptations.
所以大家都感觉呢，不好意思啊，没有拿了。你
so therefore,
你要告诉他怎么处理。
Before their concept was that they would see impolite not to take the money. So therefore, we need to teach them how to deal with it.
第三种病是不洁症。
So the third one is a lack of self-control.
嘴唇啊，眼目呢？
Is to say that our eyes and our mouth.
或者行为上不干净呢？
In terms of our the way we do things that we are.
现在有的那个不良的书籍啊，黄色的。
There are pornography.
黄色的这个这个影片啊，黄色的这个书籍啊。
The pornography in terms of magazines or even the media,
或者吸毒啦
or even the taking of drugs,
这都是不洁症。
All these things are defiling.
那我们呢知道了，你要告诉他应该要怎么样来远离这些。
So therefore, we who know the truth, we should teach them how to depart from these things.
男女之间呢
the relationship between a man and woman,
要总是要一个。保持距离一个一次安全。
Everyone should stand at a very reasonable distance, kept a reasonable distance.
有时候我们被邀请啊去参加舞会。
Sometimes we may be invited to.
或者说那个邀请那个深入啊同事的、啊、同居这个邻居的这个朋友同学的什么在生日啊。
Or maybe we might be invited to a birthday party of a colleague or a friend.
往往啊。就会跳舞
so there most of the time they will be dancing
喝杯酒
or maybe they will be drinking a beer or alcohol drinks
这往往会发生问题
so all these most of the time leads to a very bad end
这并不是说每个人都会失败
it is not to say that everyone will fail in these circumstances
不过呢你无心对方那里边有人有心要得到你
but then even though that you do not have the heart but then there is someone in the midst of the crowd or the group or the party
有时候
will have the heart towards you to try to gain you
借题发挥
so therefore they will use many different types of themes in order to begin their quest
所以要特别是有点什么情人节了
so So therefore, there are times, for example, Valentine's Day.
中秋节啦,
or for example,
或者生日啊,
or other festivals or birthdays.
过年啊,
or maybe New Year.
或者这个同学同事出游啦,
or maybe there will be some holidays by schools or colleges.
或者舞会啦,
or maybe there will be dance parties.
这种最容易啊, 发生啊, oh, 啊, 这个问题。
All these things are the possibility, probability that we will fall.
所以遇到这种节日啊, 我们, 啊, 要参加特别小心。
So therefore, when we encounter these things, and if we do participate, we need to be extra careful.
不要一个人单一个去赴会。
You should not go there by yourself.
要去夫妻去。
If you go, then you should go with your husband or wife.
母族去。
And if you go, then maybe you should take your mother or,
爸爸,
or take your father with you, or take the children with you.
比较安全,
it is much better and safer that way.
个人去付费啊, 很危险,
it is, if you go as an individual, it is more dangerous that way.
这是一般统计, 啊, 归纳, 啊, 在这种节日, 这种, 啊, 应酬, 会发生问题。
So therefore, according to statistics, it is more probable that people will fail in these circumstances.
这是预防胜于治疗。
So therefore, this is to say that to avoid something is better to, prevention is better than medicine.
有的那是不好的黄色的影片啊,
so there are pornography around today.
也会发生问题的,
even that will lead to problems.
因为你看了不该看的发生情欲的发动。
Because when we look at things that we should not look at, then it will evoke
或者,
undesirable feelings.
看那些,
lust.
不穿衣服的, 啊, 这种, 啊, 这个相片。
Or even we look at people who are naked.
啊, 这个也是要注意的, 啊,
all these things we need to pay attention to be
alert. 所以这种如果你知道,
so if these things we know about,
我们就, 啊, 用这个比较婉转的这个话来劝勉,
we need to use a very careful way to persuade that person to depart from these things.
让他早一天啊, 啊, 过着圣洁的生活。
And to take a day so that they can lead a life of holiness.
好, 这是有病的要医治。
And this is the point where we need to cure the sick ones.
如果我们没有去医治,
if we do not heal the sick ones,
病, 小病变大病,
then the little illness, minor ailment will become a major disease.
啊, 大病啊, illness. 再严重就死了。
So that when the sickness becomes so great, then it will lead to death.
啊, 所以呢, 我们希望, 每一只羊都是健康的。
So therefore, we hope that each sheep will be healthy.
所以我们不是靠一个教会两, 啊, 几个负责人就有办法看顾得到, 要我们大家一起来帮助看顾。
So therefore, it is impossible to rely on a few church board members to look after the whole church. We also, all of us need to be involved in this work.
好, 第七点,
the seventh point.
不法的要严戒。
Rebuke those who are acting unlawfully.
每一个时代,
in different generations.
每一个地方,
they're in different places.
人多, 问题就多,
when there are places that are, when there are more people, the more problems will arise.
所以总有几个人不守规矩的,
so therefore, there will be at least a few people who will not act lawfully.
哦, 那会搅乱教会,
they would cause the confusion to be in the church.
哦, 会离间弟兄姊妹,
and they will,
会把这个感情信徒的感情混正接党,
they will try to divide the members onto their side,
或者, 啊, 会故意去犯罪,
they will, might even sin willfully,
那自己犯罪了,
they might sin,
还会再引诱别人,
and then they will tempt other people to same, sin the same as them,
还讲一些似是而非的道理,
and then they would speak of very deceptive teachings.
那对于这种人呢,
so towards these people,
我们教会严格,
we need to be very stern with them.
要责备他,
we need to rebuke them.
告诉他错在哪里,
we need to tell them where they have gone wrong.
这样继续下去, 他的结果会怎么样?
Because to tell them if they continue in their way, what will there be their consequence?
让他明白,
allow them to understand.
警告他不要再错下去,
so that they should be warned and not to continue to walk on the wrong path.
我们教会才能够团结, 才能够圣洁,
only that our church will be united and be holy.
该应该啊, 啊, 这个癌症该解除, 啊, 切除, 也要切除,
so if there's cancer, we should cut the cancer away.
所以不要再留着, 再影响其他的,
we should not let it remain so that it will influence other people.
这是不得已的啦,
this is unavoidable, it must be done.
好, 第八,
eighth point,
关心帮助他们的一切,
care for them in all aspects.
哦, 这个, 是我们牧人的这个职责。
This is our responsibility as a shepherd.
我们不要做一个雇工的。
We should not become a hireling.
只顾自己，没有顾到啊羊群的安危。
We don't say that we only look after our own interests and not the interest of safety of the sheep.
雇工的他只有看在工资啊。
Those who are hired people, they only do their job.
他在工作上没有满足，也没有快乐。
These people who do it as a job, they will have happiness or be joyful.
看到危险了，看到那个豺狼了，他就跑了。
When they see that there are dangers, they would flee from the danger and just leave the sheep behind.
啊，羊被咬去了，羊死掉了，他认为这个不是我的。
If the sheep is attacked by wolves and they're eaten up, then they will say, "Oh, those sheep are not mine. I don't care."
所以我们一个牧人啊，看顾羊群呢，不是在乎他的这个功夫多么好。
功夫
啊，他的技巧。
A person
能够成功
，it doesn't whether he's successful or not，
是在乎这个带领的人有没有爱心。
A shepherd is measured according to how much love he has。
爱心就是父母的心。
To have love is to have the love of a parent。
把信徒常常挂心在心头。
That is to say that constantly the believers are in their hearts。
他知道这只羊需要什么。
They will constantly know what the needs of the sheep are.
每一只羊这个信仰状况。
And every individual, the faith of every individual's faith, he knows about.
他们生活方面最近怎么样。
He is clear on the person's livelihood at the moment.
他家里的喜事、丧事。
And,
这个婚
事。He also knows the state of the marriage.
你都要注意啊
！All these things we need to pay attention to.
你要去关心。
You need to take care.
尤其那个丧事啊，一家人呢、啊、有人离世。
Especially during the family when a person has departed from passed away.
我们要特别关心。
We need to be more caring towards.
因为你要结婚，这有是喜事，所以大家有所准备，快乐的事。
Because once we are married, there.Is the expectancy that will be a joyful life.
啊，如果丧事没有准备，突然间来呢
？But then, when the funeral, when someone dies, then no one's prepared for that.
你的这个一个亲人离世啊，这个家失去了重心啊。
So therefore, it is really a great burden or very painful for when a beloved one passes away.
所以我们要到他家里了解，到底需要我们帮助哪一些方面。
So therefore, we should approach that person to visit that person's family, so that we can understand what we can help.
要协助他如何办好这个丧事。
And we can even help them how to conduct the funeral aspects of.
他困难在哪里？要需要教会帮助什么
？And we have to understand what are their difficulties and what the church can help with.
我们要关心呢、啊，在这家里面。哎，这个亲人几岁了啊？了解他是什么学历的，什么工作了，是不是要谈婚姻呢？是不是长大了要结婚呢
when we're talking about marriage of a youngster, marriage, we can understand that what is the education of a person or what is the marriage?
我们要关心他们呢、啊，要怎么样替他介绍？
In terms of the marriage, we can see how we can arrange their marriage for them.
我有一次安息的聚会完了。
There was a time when the Sabbath was over.
我看一个中学的老师来了。
I looked at I observed a secondary school teacher.
聚会完了我就送大家再见回家了。
And then everyone was saying goodbye, and they're going home.
啊，这个老师啊，我说你留下，等一下我有话和你谈。
And then I told the teacher to stay behind because I've got something to say to her or him.
和他谈的时候，我说我想要为你介绍一个姊妹。
And then I said to him that I wanted to introduce a sister to you, for you.
叹了一口气，
And then he let out a great sigh.
意思说爱心来得太迟了
，and he says that oh your love is too late.
关心来得太迟了
your care is too late.
说，我一个礼拜前才向人家求婚呢。
He says one week ago I already asked a sister for hand in marriage.
他说主内的吗？
I said, is it in Christ?
摇摇头。
He said, no.
他是长老会那个长老的女儿。
I said, she is a Presbyterian believer's daughter.
我说能不能把她带来我们教会听到呢？
And then I asked him, can you bring that person to listen to the truth in the church?
他说不行不行不行。
He said, no.
哦，讲清楚咯。
It is all clear.
婚姻归婚姻，信仰归信仰。
As marriage is marriage, faith is faith. Separate.
他说，两个结婚可以了，但是我不可以带你到我们长老会，你也不能带我到真耶稣教会。
So therefore, you can come to the Presbyterian Church, but you cannot take me to the True Jesus Church.
他说，那难道不能说到这里为止不要进行吗？还没订婚吗？
But then, is it true that nothing can be changed because you haven't been engaged yet?
哦，我们真耶稣教的信徒，讲话就算话，怎么可以？
And then he said with such honor, say, I'm a true Jesus Church member. Whatever I've said must stay put. Cannot change.
我想一想。
And then I thought,
也不能带到教会来。
And you cannot take him to church.
不能
take her to church.
不能解除。
And you cannot cancel the arrangement.
我对方又是长老的女儿。
And then the other party is a daughter of a Presbyterian.
又是那个教会哦，那个青年会长。
And also, she is a head of a fellowship.
我说好了，你不要说要来信我们教会了。你不要叫他来信我们教会好了。
Okay, you don't want her to believe in our true church.
你告诉他。
Then you tell her.
你说我们的传道想要和你谈话，那就可以了吧。
And then he says, our preacher wants to talk to you. Is that alright with you? Tell her that.
他想一想，我回去问问看。
And then he thought about it and then said, okay, I'll ask her.
然后他问好了，他打电话告诉我，明天九点。
And then after he asked her, he says that, okay, tomorrow morning 9 o'clock.
两个就带来了。
And then both of them came.
既然要来和我谈，那就好了。
So it is good that they were willing to talk to me.
今天谈一个问题。
So we talked about one problem.
一天谈一个问题，大概一个小时。
So we took an hour to talk about one issue.
连续谈十天。
And we talked 10 days in a row.
我没有告诉他要来我们教会。
I didn't tell them that she needs to come to our church.
我没有告诉他你错了。
I never told her that, never told her that she was wrong.
我只有告诉他圣经的道理。
I only told her what the Bible says.
他最后讲一句话。
And then in the end, they said,
我可不可以洗礼啊？我可以不可以来洗礼了？
And then she says that, can I get baptized into your church?
我说，如果我和你谈的这些道理你相信，那你就可以洗礼了。
And then I told her, if you believe in the teachings that we have just outlined in the Bible, then of course you can get baptized.
结果就在布道会的时候得圣灵就洗礼了。
So therefore we thank God that during the spiritual cultivation convocation that evangelist service she received the Holy Spirit and got baptized.
那结婚以后啊很幸福。
And then after they got married they were very they enjoyed the marriage.
就是你要去关心他。
So therefore these things we need to take care.
帮助他解决问题。
We need to help them in order to solve their problem.
你知道他所交的这个异性朋友已经没有办法这个分开，你要怎么样替他解决？
So therefore if you know a person who is willing to get married to another party who is not of our church and then circumstances are given like that,
你不必骂他，不必责备他。
Then we need to find a way how to solve the problem.
也不必说他错。
We don't rebuke them for their wrong.
你把真理好好的讲给他听。
You just tell them the truth.
让他自愿的。
So that they were able to make their own decision.
甘心对你要求。
And that they would turn around and say they would actually go the opposite way they were going.
你当发现一个信徒在抽烟。
So if you realize that a believer is smoking.
在喝酒。
Or he is drinking.
年轻人有时候好玩。
Sometimes the youngsters are very curious and just want to play around with these things.
又好奇。
Sometimes they are very curious.
一两次被人家看到。
So once or twice they're spotted by other people.
那有人就告诉教会负责人传道，那道教说啊，这个坏青年，这个坏青年。
And then some people say, some people who have spotted these youngsters doing wrong, then they will tell the preachers or even the church board members, and then they will say, these are bad youngsters.
不但没有去了解去把它解决问题，反而远离他，不理他。
So therefore, not only of these kind of workers have not taken care of, done their responsibility to understand the youth, but actually they just wanted, they rejected them.
这种叫做双输，不是双赢的思维啊。
So therefore, this is actually where both sides are lost, and not, it's not a win-win situation.
你要怎么样去得到他？
So therefore, we need to understand, we need to work out how to gain that person.
他也有造就教会，也增加力量。
So that that person can be edified, the church can be strengthened.
看一节圣经。
Let's look at Bible verse.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第一章29节到31节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 29 to
马可福音第一章29节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 29.
记载主耶稣安息日聚会完了，就带着他三个所爱的门徒到西门的家。
This talks about how Jesus after the Sabbath service in the synagogue that he entered the house of the Simon with the with Andrew.
有人告诉主耶稣。
Some people said to Jesus, that Simon's wife's mother was sick with fever. And then Jesus went in to the house,
亲近他,
went close to her,
拉着他的手,
took her by the hand,
扶他起来,
lifted her up.
热就退了,
immediately the fever left
her. 他就扶起来服侍,
and then
他们了,
she served them.
这个是一个动作,
so this is the action.
这是真的病啊,
this is a truly illness.
我们现在讲属灵的病,
today we're talking about spiritual illness or sickness.
属灵的热病,
spiritual fever.
迷失了,
they are lost.
有的是为邪问发热,
some people are zealous for their education. Some people are zealous or feverish against their wealth.
为了政治发热,
some people are wanting to upgrade their career.
有的为了交钱发热,
some people want to gain more friends.
热病啊,
so therefore, this is a feverish.
爬不起来,
so that they are not able to get up.
我们要有主耶稣这个心,
so therefore, we need to have the heart of Jesus.
看他生病,
that we see that they are sick.
他的灵性 躺下去了,
that the spirituality that they are lying down, that they are weak,
他没有办法站起来,
they are not able to stand up,
他想要站起来,
they want to stand up,
没有力量,
but they do not have strength,
他想要来会堂,
they want to come to this church,
没有勇气,
they don't have courage.
这个时候呢,
at this time,
我们教要, 教牧人要主动地去找他,
our church should take the initiative, our pastoral worker to take initiative to
了解他的需求,
to go to them and also to understand the needs.
也许他一时受迷了,
maybe they were deceived just at the brief moment.
一时考虑不周,
or they actually did not think properly.
所以有时候他缺乏有人把他拉一把,
so therefore there that, it was at that time they were lacking someone who will pull them back from the edge where they fall.
他要掉下去了,
so if no one is going to pull them, they're going to fall down.
还要掉到坑里赶快拿回来,
so therefore before they fall into the pit, then we need to take them.
有时候就欠你多一点力量扶着他起来,
sometimes it only takes a little bit of strength in order to take the person up.
所以这种工作,
so therefore this kind of work
很需要我们呢, 多拉他一把, 多扶他一手,
it needs us to give them that extra help or support.
这都是我们牧人应该尽的责任,
this is what we should do as a shepherd.
有的这种 这一方面需求,
so there are some needs on this side and some have other needs.
好, 这八点呢,
so therefore this main point is to comprehend the responsibility of the shepherd.
这要100%背诵起来,
that you need to memorize this 100%.
好, 这个再接下去第四段,
let's look into the fourth point.
熟练推行工作的方法,
be familiar with the means to carry out the work.
你知道这个责任啊, 你知道这个责任。
We know this responsibility.
你知道这个是工作很重要。
We know that this work is very important.
那你要用什么方法去完成这个责任？
Then what kind of means are you going to adopt to carry out your work?
就是讲台上的工作也有讲台下的工作。
There's work on the pulpit and there's work, from outside the pulpit.
讲台上的工作。
The work on the pulpit.
就是安排啊，我们利用我们讲课啦、讲道啦、领会的时候啦。
We make use of the time when we are delivering a lecture, classes, or even a sermon.
来牧养啊信徒。
In order to pastor the members.
那讲台下的工作呢？
That's the work, aside from the pulpit.
有时个别谈话。
To say that we are, individual communication.
有时候进到他的家庭。
Sometimes we'll go to their home.
我们看，使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十章二十节。
Chapter 20, verse 20.
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们啊。这里说保罗这个对信徒有利益的。
Here tells us that Paul, knowing something that is helpful to the believers,
没有一件他不讲。
He did not keep back anything that was helpful to them.
对众人或者个人家庭。
Whether into individuals or a group of people of their homes,
不断的教导。
He constantly taught publicly and from house to house.
所以这个谈讲台下就是进到他家里或者个别谈。
So therefore, when we are outside, not from the pulpit, then we go into the houses to talk to them, communicate with them individually.
或者帮助祷告。
Or even to pray for them.
好，再来就是说讲台上怎么样来做工。
So then how are we going to make use of the work on the pulpit?
你要珍惜你安排这一次讲道的机会。
And we need to make use of the time that we have on the pulpit.
一个晚上或者一个安息日。
Maybe we'll have one evening service or maybe a Sabbath service.
你要想很多人来听道理。
We need to make understand who are the ones who are...
一个人要花费多少时间。
Who are going to listen to the sermon and then how much time are you going to...
连交通来回骑马最少还有两个小时。
So therefore, in terms of communication, you need to, at least 2 hours.
100个人就200个小时。
So therefore, if for one person you spend 2 hours, you need 100 persons.
200个小时多少钱呢？
So therefore, how much money are you going to spend?
人的时间就是金钱呢。
So time and effort.
精神要听你讲到，如果你没有珍惜的话。
So therefore, if they come and then you do not make use of their time on the pulpit,
那就会浪费别人的时间，对不起人，对不起神。
Sorry, if some people come to the service for 2 hours, and if you don't make use of the time, then you are sorry to the believers and sorry to God.
你要在这个充分的祷告，充分的去准备。
So therefore, you should make use of your time in prayer and also make use of your time in preparing well.
在这个讲台上，大众，你在探访你在观察，直到现在。我们这些信徒需要什么，你就要准备这些来帮助造就大家。
So therefore, through visiting, you'll be able to realize the common need or various aspects of needs of the believers, and to prepare your sermon in outline.
那一般讲到呢
？So the usually when people deliver sermon,
如果六十分钟
，if there is someone has a 60-minute allocation of time,
那么大概呢？这个讲到的时间呢，在大概占了这个六分之四就四十分了
So if there's 40 minutes,
大概我们讲到大概四十到四十五分钟。
We will actually speak for 40 to 45 minutes.
首先呢，大概十分就是唱诗祷告唱诗祷告。
For we will actually allocate 10 minutes to sing hymns and pray.
还有一个引言
And also there will be an introduction.
那么最后还有。唱诗祷还有五分钟的结论五分钟。
Sometimes we will leave a five-minute conclusion.
也就是最后有十分钟就结论祷告唱诗祷告。
So therefore, we also have the end 10 minutes to for prayer and sing of hymns and prayer.
所以一堂讲一次的课这个讲到最好不要超过60分最好。
So therefore, it is the best that we do not go over 60 minutes.
那这个内容呢，大概呢，大概你一篇道理啊，你要让人家听得懂啊。
So therefore, an overall sermon you need to communicate so that everyone will understand what you're saying.
一定呢，就是要讲出你这一篇道理，你讲出要讲的目的是什么。
You need to be able to convey what is your main thrust of your sermon.
先问自己，我为什么要讲这篇道理？
You need to ask the question, why are you delivering this sermon?
我的目的是什么？
What is your purpose?
我要让信徒得到什么程度，什么内容？
What kind of contents or elements that you wish the believers to receive?
第二段呢，大概提出方法，到底呢，我要他达到这个目的啊，要什么方法达到？提出方法。
In order to arrive at the goal, then what method am I going to adopt?
如果你只有一直讲目的啊，讲理由，但是你没有提方法，到底我要怎么做？我不知道啊。
So therefore, if you only talk about the goal, but and also what need to arrive at, then
you need to 告诉他哦，要怎么这样才能够做这个事情完成。
But you don't tell them the how to get to their goal.Then it is useless.
最后呢，你要讲一些勉励。
So the third aspect you need to put is to encourage.
好像一种比较。
It is to compare.
啊，你有这样去做。
If you do it,
它的结果怎么样
？What is your conclusion?
得到福气。
The blessings.
哦，好好在哪里
？And where is the good points there?
你不这样做。
If you don't do it,
结果会怎么样
？What is the consequence?
那如果你要拿实例的话
，If you are going to take an example, real life example,
那圣经里头的也好
，whether it's in the Bible,
那现在过去的也好
，or whether in times past,
最好呢，现在的例子不要把那个地点、人子都讲出来不好。
So therefore, if you want to do it, then you must not quote the name orTime or age of that person.
如果把名字讲好了呢，恐怕那个听的那个人会骄傲。
Because if you quote a person's name, then if it was conveyed to that person, then that person might become proud.
如果讲坏的呢，他会跌倒。
If you talk about a person who is bad, then you might lead him to fall.
所以呢，你讲这个实例最好讲正面的，好的讲啊。
So therefore, you need to look at the thing positively.
多提出一些正面的例子鼓励。
You need to quote more positive examples in order to encourage.
反面的例子少讲。
You should quote less negative examples.
多鼓励。
More encouragement.
多安慰。
More comfort.
少责备。
Less rebuke.
这个记住了。
So need to remember this.
我们讲到在台上呢，这个态度呢要真诚爱心。
So therefore, the attitude that we should have when we're preaching a sermon is to do it with love.
话要带着和气
So that our, what the words would be seasoned.
医生哦，那这个开药。
So when the doctor is writing us prescription,
治疗人的病
that the doctor wants to heal a person's illness.
要看你的年龄
They will need to look at your age.
看你的健康程度
To look at your health.
病得太严重
And if your sickness is too great.
体力太虚弱
or that person's body is too weak
你这个药不要下得太重太强
you are not allowed, you cannot give a heavy dose for that
如果这个身体受得了
if a person can take on the medicine
药重一点没有关系
if you need to add, prescribe a heavier medicine then you
按照他的年龄按照他的病症状况来分量的这个药
according to a person's age or the healththe body that then would prescribe accordingly.
这个药大概是温和一点的比较好啦。
This medicine, it is better to be gentle, prescribed gently.
所以呢，我们呢讲到在讲台上就是要造就大家。
So therefore, we should do things to preach God, preach on sermon to encourage.
如果有机会呢，听听别人讲到，我会造就很大。
When I listen to other people delivering a sermon, I'm greatly edified.
一个小时啊，你只有听了一段经节啊，一句话，你早就已经很够了。
If you listen to a sermon and you're edified by one word or one sentence or even one Bible verse, then you have gained much from the sermon.
所以呢，我们 主要就是要造就啊，牧养大家。
So therefore, today we need to encourage people and identify.
啊，再来就是讲台下的工作。
So let's just talk about the work beneath the pulpit.
啊，讲台下这个比讲台上更重要。
Actually, the work aside from the pulpit is more important than work on the pulpit.
因为个别谈话呢，你才知道它的需求是什么。
Because only when we have individual communication will we understand what the needs are.
有时候和他个别帮助他祷告。
Sometimes we can pray for them individually.
那么这个讲台下什么时候做呢？
So when do we perform this work?
做礼拜前。
Sometimes we before service.
做接待工作。
And then we...
做礼拜前啊，来做接待工作。
And that we have a reception work.
看到信徒来啊，你比别人早一点来啊，你会招呼别人啊。
Oh, sorry. Before the actual service, then you come earlier in order to receive the believers when they come to church.
啊，那带大家一起祷告啊。
And so that you can lead the believers to pray together.
带大家来唱诗啊。
And so everyone can sing hymns together.
这是一种工作啊。
And this is one kind of work.
你唱诗如果唱过三首啊，你会发起热心呢。
Because once you sing three hymns or something like that, your heart will be warmed.
会把这个人的心啊收起来。
You will be able to collect all the hearts to become one.
我们人都是感情动物。
As human beings, we are emotional animals.
但会当呢，有人照顾，感觉很温暖。
When we are coming together, it is a very warm environment.
啊，尤其那个外地搬来的。
Especially when someone comes from other places.
或者求道者，求道啊，慕道者。
Or someone, maybe there are some true seekers that come.
新受洗的。
Or there are people who have just been baptized.
或者来这里找工作啦，或者读书的啦。
Or maybe there are some who have become students.
外地人。
There are people who come from other places.
或者刚刚结婚的。
Or maybe there are some believers who have just got married.
新的夫妻。
Or maybe there are some new husband and wife.
那我们如果给他招呼啊，他会印象很好。
And if we take care of them, then they have a good impression.
啊，那么如果看到不认识的
，And if we see people who we do not know previously，
我们自动的啊，请问这位弟兄啊，这位姐妹是我们住在哪里啊？从哪里来的、啊、
？And then we will ask them, where do you come from? Where do you live?
啊，以后我们就可以和他联络。
Because in the future we may even have contact with them.、
那么礼拜后也是可以工作。
After the worship, we also can work.、
大家在一起啊，谈话啦。
But we are talking together.
啊，有时候谈出。我们会了解他的困难，他的遭遇。
Sometimes in our discussion talks, then we understand their difficulties and problems.
如果他们要回去啊
，and when they go return home,
我们大家彼此啊再见啊。
We can say goodbye.
啊，我们是一个教牧人员。
Because we are pastoral worker.
关心啊，今天，这个今天表现好像，要有问题哦，给他留下来。
And then we will observe that maybe this person has a problem because he seems uncomfortable.
你等一下，我有话和你谈。
Or has a problem, we may ask that person to stay behind, and then we may talk with them.
当然，谈的时候不是直接告诉他你有什么问题，也不是这样啊。
Of course, when we try to approach a person to find out that person's problem, we don't say, what problem do you have?
所以我们教牧人眼睛要亮一点，亮一点。
So therefore, as pastoral workers, our eyes need to be a bit sharp and light.
关心他们的信仰。
So that we can take care of their faith.
如果说另外一种是用访问的。
So there is another aspect of work is how to take visits.
这个访问工作很重要。
Visiting is very important work.
我看这个明天再谈啊。
Let's talk about it tomorrow.
好，我们就这个访问的明天才再谈啊。
We'll talk about visiting work tomorrow.
我们先看啊，我们来看这一章啊，作业。
Let's look at our assignments. Has everyone got their assignments?
这个作业题哈，这个第一题啊，教会有两大使命，这是那个标题两大使命。
So therefore, here we can see that there are two missions of the church. The first question.
第二题啊，教会人员应具备了哪些条件的资格呢？这五件啊，大有信心啊，这样写不必说明了。
So therefore, to be pastoral workers, what are the requirements and criteria? There are actually five.
圣灵充满啊，智慧充足啦，
好
牧生啦。
Filled with the Holy Spirit to be a good reputation.
这个自觉使命呢，这就是
to have a self-realization.
哦、第三题啊，这个列出品的就是那个八点了、啊、哈。
The third one、嗯、is eight points、
哦。第四题啊
，The fourth
为什么要 为什么教牧人要在这个一定要圣灵充满呢
？Why are pastoral workers required to be full of the Holy Spirit？
你就要给他说明。
You need to explain。
因为啊，那个怎么样、啊、
？You explain why？
啊，第七，比如说第七题啊
seven question。
哦、他说
Question 7,
教牧人的品德、啊、为什么、啊啊、这个要圣洁要谦和、啊、怎么来表现出来呢
How do pastoral workers go about being holy and gentle and lowly in heart?、
啊、在哪一方面表现
In what aspect?、啊、How?
比如说谦和、啊、那谦卑在怎样叫做谦卑怎样叫柔和这样表现出来
For example to be gentle and lowly in heart How do you manifest this kind of、good part?、
啊、第九题、啊、牧者、啊、牧会者、啊、就是教牧人的要确立领导的三大方针是什么
So therefore in question 9 says What are the three approaches pastors should have when leading the congregation、
哦啊、第十题、啊、教牧人当明白牧人的职责是什么就有八点
So in the,、question 10 there are 10 points you need to mention、
哦、那其他还没有讲明天再讲、
the following questions have not the questions 11 to 20 have not been talked about yet
第一题到第十题先看看啊
So from questions 1 to 10, you need to look at them carefully.
也许啊，明天就会讲完，后天才来测验。
Or maybe that we will talk about it tomorrow, and we may even have a test tomorrow.